Thank you very much, and thank you very much for Trevor Clark and his team for organizing this particular workshop. I'm sorry I'll have to speak in 5 minutes what I thought I had 15 minutes to do. But basically, my summary is going to be based on the study that was done on private registries, and it was presented yesterday by Camilo Rubiano. So I'm just going to give a brief as to what we can learn from the issues of the private documentation systems. So we spent the last 2 days looking at the copyright documentation and infrastructure with all those topics that we covered yesterday. The question now is, how do we ensure that we have a balanced and effective dissemination of creative works within the internet or online? It is important to look at all the opportunities, and I think most of the speakers that we had, especially those who are talking about the infrastructure, we got various examples as to what is available. And we also have to look at the challenges that we face, the measures that have been taken. And I think more often than not, what happens is that technology keeps on, it keeps on evolving. As someone keeps on saying, we've not reached the last page of the internet. And every day as we wake up, we find something new. So we need to look at those challenges and find out how best we can be able to deal with these particular issues. So it's also important to have a specific legal framework. And I think when you're looking at it on the international scale, we already have the basis to work with, more so the WCT and the WPPT. Most of the issues in relation to rights management, anti-circumvention, the rights of making available have been touched on one way or the other over the last 2 days, so I shall not belabor on that particular point. You find that most of the laws in Africa basically do have some of those specific provisions that I have mentioned, though more often than not, there's I don't know whether it's an omission or basically that's based on the model laws that we're using. You find that we do have provisions, for instance, for anti-circumvention, to provide for anti-circumvention, but we have not provided for exceptions that would have been carried in the non-digital environment. So when you talk about the public registries and the private registries, you find that they do provide a platform for creative content to be made available in one way or the other. So you find that probably for the public registration systems, you just get the basic information that you would need to help you carry on with the search. Then you find that at the moment, like for instance, you have the Global Documentation System, the GDA, which was mentioned this morning. It's currently being used in South America, the Caribbean, and I think currently Ghana is one of the first countries in Africa to have that. So at least these particular systems make available the titles of the work, and as I said, you'll be able to carry out further searches of that. However, this is more to do with the registries. When it comes to the documentation system, you find that the system does allow for the uploading of this particular material onto the server. And however, the owners still have to maintain control of this particular right. So there's the issue of the right of making available. We need to get their consent, and the owners need to make use of these particular opportunities that are aware. From the research, it is evident that making available information related to existing creative material and licensing conditions. So you have to have systems that enable production, reuse, and distribution of creative content in the digital environment. So basically, just to sum up, from making making possible to making it happen, and that's basically more so to do with the infrastructure, we have the user-generated platforms, and a lot has been said about the Flickr and the Jamendo and the Google Books, and you have, not really Google Books, you have all these, and they provide a platform, and there's need to have proper licensing mechanisms to ensure that whatever is uploaded and they use, you have to have terms and conditions for the users so that the content can be made available, but at the same time, you have systems regulating how this particular content can be used. There are several other platforms that not only provide data made available by registration systems, but you also have content, creative content, and provide various means of accessing the same, and I've given the examples above. So we have all the statistics in the study in relation to Flickr and Jamendo, and so I shall not belabor on that point as well. Then we have Google Books, as per, I think, 2008 and all, they had over 129 million books that were already part of that particular project. Then I shall go to the issue, and this is a phenomenon that I think probably might not be very peculiar. We learned the developing countries picked up on something that had started off. We had a presentation today in the morning by Mr. Simon on the issue of mobile telephony. And just to give you an example as to how mobile telephony has taken root in Africa, in 2000, when the mobile phones revolution was just starting in Kenya, we had less than a million subscribers. And then fast forward to 2011, you have over 22 million. That means 50% of the population in Kenya has access to mobile phones. So these provide platforms for the dissemination of creative content, and more so with the introduction of broadband services and the reduced call charges and rates. So basically the interconnectivity, the access to the internet using the mobile phone is much, much cheaper than if you are to use the normal, internet connection. So you find that this provides a platform whereby works can be uploaded on the various networks. So you find that even for these user-generated platforms like Flickr and YouTube and all these other places, you find that most of the, you know, the younger generation are going to use the phones to access this content as opposed to going to the internet to deal with these particular issues. So most of them, it might not be an Android, neither is it going to be a smartphone, but most of the phones that you get in the market are basically internet enabled. So you're able to access internet and the content. And I think the creative authors and the producers of creative content should take advantage of this particular platform to be able to use the works. So we have another platform that has come up, which is basically Google Kenya. The unique thing about Google Kenya is that, unfortunately, it's only accessed from Kenya for you to be able to get the content. You find that there's a lot of content that is being put online, and Google basically made sure that they got the rights from the users before they were able to upload this particular content. And then the other one, which I'm sure most people wouldn't have had it here, is Mixit, basically spelled M-X-I-T. And this one is based in South Africa. It's basically another platform that allows people to upload legitimate local content, and basically you find it in Kenya, Botswana, South Africa. There are specific countries within South and Central Africa that you'll be able to get Mixit. So you find that they have clear content policy, and bands and the rights holders are invited to upload their work subject to certain terms and conditions, and they also have a clear hosted portal agreement. Okay, so you have the issue of, I think my paper will be available online. You can get to be able to deal with those issues. So you have the issue of use and advertising, meta document projects, OSCRI. And finally, I think you have the issue of the task force on creative content, just an example of the government initiatives that have been taken up to enable or to facilitate creative content people to come up with the content online. And finally, we need to work on the challenges, like for instance, the issue of the limited digitization, and this is one of the things that is being worked on by the Creative Content Task Force. The creative authors have to be made aware of the opportunities that are available online, all these platforms that we have discussed over the last 2 days. So most of the time we're trying to reinvent the wheel, but I think creative authors should take advantage of the existing infrastructure to ensure that the works are disseminated in a balanced and efficient manner. Thank you.